Great video produced by the Labor Education Service at the University of Minnesota, Randy and Howard and Barb, about how eight women made history. And sometimes I think that one of the fun things about being a historian is getting to be kind of the arbiter of who makes history. And to think that eight women in a small town in Minnesota made history. And now we're about to hear from workers at Borders Bookstore in Uptown in Minneapolis, a small group of workers who have made history by unionizing Borders and inspiring college students and inspiring retail workers all over the Twin Cities and all over the country. And they will be the thin edge of the wedge that's going to begin to organize retail in a new way in this country. So who's going to come on up and, yeah. Holly, great. Please welcome Holly.
Well, I'm not the orator that Bill is, so don't get too excited. Well, from the beginning of our campaign, we realized that one of the greatest obstacles was just getting our coworkers to understand the significance of organizing retail, to see that it was appropriate to think about unionization in the context of retail. So one of our biggest challenges then was to get them to understand our movement as a participation in social unionism, as Bill mentioned, which of course stands in stark contrast to the business unionism associated with the AFL-CIO today. While the latter understands a union as a group of consumers, largely limited to negotiating the price of labor, social unionism, think Knights of Labor and the early CIO, recognizes that we must fundamentally alter the balance of forces allowing employers to determine the standard of living for the working class as a whole. Now, this reference to class, this class consciousness, refers to a social force acting in relationship to other social forces. It arises from the Marxist notion, really, that history is made through the active intervention of people organized along class lines. The activity, the action, starts in the workplace, or the point of production, and then extends throughout society, influencing politics, culture, and the general quality of life. Social class is therefore an agency of social change, and the union then is a means of taking on greater historical tasks and to dramatically control, democratically control the process of production. And so this is how we understand ourselves at the Borders Uptown and our responsibility as union workers. We purposefully chose thanks, that helps, I'm really nervous. We purposefully chose Local 789 because it does not deny the rank and file participation in decision making. We are among the active forces in the working class attempting to set new directions for labor and to fight, to defend and advance the interests of the working class as a whole. This understanding of our movement then suggests some advantages strategically. Through our online campaign, which Bill mentioned, we're attempting to play our part in kind of reintroducing to the public imagination this notion of class consciousness on a much larger scale. We've identified groups who would and have communicated their support, the teachers, for example, and the Educators Appreciation Weekend boycott. Basically, those teachers then communicated to Borders that they were unwilling to support an event put on by a bookstore that does not agree to contract concessions vital to the dignity of workers, a living wage, affordable benefits, and furthermore, to the dignity of a bookstore. Because as Ralph Nader put it, those commodities, those products have the protection of the First Amendment, so there are some significant implications there. And I'm referring specifically to a program called Category Management. We were fighting this homogenizing corporate practice in the context of our contract. Essentially what it is, a lot of grocery stores use this program. They large publishers go to so-called marketing seminars and then are given shelf space, actually whole sections in every Borders store, to determine the stock and the promotion and the discounts in those sections. Right now, it's pretty innocuous. It's cooking and romance, I think a section of kids. But ultimately, it's going to be political science, art, history, et cetera. And it'll be very hard for small presses to keep up when they're denied shelf space in major retailers like Borders and Barnes & Noble. And think of the implications then for authors seeking to have their work published. And strategically, we're also looking at another level, well beyond that store level, where no meaningful decisions are really made. We're engaging those to whom we really sell our capacity to work. We're currently mobilizing groups around the country, union locals and social action groups. Insofar as Borders shareholders and analysts, the analysts who inform them live around the country, and we know where. And more of that will unfold on the Borders Union website. Today, we're asking people to actually support the Union Borders store. We showed through the Educators Appreciation Boycott that we could dramatically affect sales. They made less than half of their sales goal that day compared to the other Borders store in the region, which met or came very close to their goal, despite the fact that sales are down all over. So now we want to show them that we can affect sales in another direction. But we'd like them to know that that support is contingent upon negotiations going well and ultimately the arrival at a contract with a living wage and affordable benefits. And just as importantly, those committees that we're outlining in our contract also, which will fight category management and create settings in which booksellers can look at the community in which they live and try to determine which publishers are important to support, which authors are important to support, et cetera. So, please make your book purchases for the time being at the Uptown Borders store, and you will find a coupon stating that support as being contingent upon your union support on the Borders Union website next week. So hopefully you can print that out and bring it in with you when you make your purchase, but also email it to the address that will be on the website. So that will definitely help us in creating that leverage that we are so in need of right now. Thanks.